Each site is roughly an acre. Considering the entire size of the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest is 1.5 million acres, those plots might not sound like a lot. But a spokesperson for the Forest Service says each pot field had been clear-cut. And Suzanne Flory says the growers weren't exactly organic gardeners.
The damage can range from anywhere from the fertilizers or if they're using any kind of pesticides getting into the water system, which can have long-term implications. It also leaves a scar on the landscape that hopefully will come back naturally over time. It's just basically it's an interruption of natural processes on the forest landscape.
Flory led reporters to an isolated growing area at least a mile off the nearest road. The camp was strewn with garbage and fertilizer bags. Three holes were also dug to tap into the water table. That concerns Ranger Jeff Seafeld, who says hydrologists will come in to study what, if any, chemicals were mixed in the holes.
Personally, it upsets me that someone would do this to the public's land. This is land that belongs to everybody, and to come and put a scar on it and leave garbage it doesn't make me very happy.
Normally, this area where the marijuana was grown would be a cedar swamp and spruce forest. Some of the felled trees were upwards of 80 years old. But Seafeld says the area will bounce back within 5 years, making it once again habitable for deer and black bears. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.